A truly exhilarating day out of Tokyo. 3 gold medals for Australia. Let's play the flip-off here with Kane Corns, who's been running the footy conversation that I've been eavesdropping on through the text. Kane, hello.
My day doesn't sound like it's been as eventful as yours, Jared. So we started with footy yesterday, but it wouldn't be fair not to start with the Olympics today. What a day. Can you get us up to speed, please?
So there's never been an hour like it, Kane. We pondered it at the time, and now we've sort of had it formalised as the historians have done their work. In Melbourne in 56, there were 3 gold medals, 2 in the pool and 1 in the cycling in a single day. That was December 6. Then in Sydney on the 19th of September, 2 in the pool and 1 in the equestrian. In Athens, the 21st of August, 2 in the swimming, 1 in the rowing. So that would have been close to an hour, but not quite, I'm reliably informed. In Beijing, the 18th of August, 2 in the sailing and 1 in the triathlon, spread out over a period of time. And today, a red-letter day in Australia's Olympic history in Tokyo, the 28th of July. 2 in the rowing, 1 in the swimming, all inside an hour. And wow. You watch dreams come true. You could feel the national mood lift. And this is the purpose of the Olympics, and particularly these ones. 2 states come out of lockdown. Kane, I was getting messages from people lamenting that lockdown had finished 24 hours too early. They were loafing on the job trying to follow on the first day that they'd been allowed out of their homes. But that's the power of the games.
Yeah, we're going to have to explain it to the kids, aren't we? On their first day back at school, what they have missed out on. They'll replay it throughout the night and you'll recap it, I'm sure. Now, you've done an interview with Robin Titmus as well, who Arnie described as the most competitive person that she knows. How was that, and how were the emotions in the family?
Yeah, she copped to it. She said she's a Richmond fan, and the worst of her comes out when she's watching the Tigers play. So that's going to reverberate with a few who are listening, Kane. I reckon you could probably name the half dozen on the text who fall bang into that category. But this is, in a way, because we're displaced from it, because the athletes are cut off, this is the parents' game in a way. They're our window into it. And I do think the idea of gathering the swimming parents in Noosa has been a masterstroke. And Steve Titmus is a media man in his own right. So he was quite masterful after the 400. And Robin's pretty close to that as well. She was quite brilliant. So they've given us the emotional side of that. And then in the rowing is, she did say she was bred to be a champion. I don't know how much she thinks about it, but Rosie Popper's parents were both bronze medalists in LA, one for Australia and one for the US. So she had dual citizenship, and she's FaceTimed her parents. And Kane, you're from a family like this. So she now has bragging rights at the Christmas table. I see your bronze medals. Well, here's my gold.
I'll raise you. Yeah, and I'll raise you. And she did an interview with Channel 7 Watch, and she was absolutely beside herself. Yeah. You could just see how much it meant. I just got one more on the Olympics, and it's not from an Australian perspective, Jared, because I'm captivated by the greatness of Simone Biles. Now, if you follow American sports, she's up there with Serena Williams and Michael Phelps and Tom Brady. Like, she's on that level. Yep. It's pretty dramatic overnight what happened as she withdrew from the team's event in the gymnastics. Now, it wasn't a physical injury. It was a mental issue that she had, and now she has clarified that on her own social media. It was just a reminder of how much pressure some of these athletes face.
It's immense. That was my first ponderance this morning, was that the tyranny of the Olympics. And so you go back, you lived a life, Kane, where if a midfielder got away from you, he had 30, you have a shot at goal from 30 metres out. But after the sting of disappointment, it drifts off into the ether. You touch a gate, you miss the landing off the vaults. That's 4 years' work, is you don't get the gold medal that you've worked for. So, and that Simone Biles would not only be not immune from it, but would feel it as deeply as any athlete, to the point where she's withdrawn from competition. These were to be her games. Is Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps hand up? She is the greatest competing Olympic athlete, and these were the games where she would have entered the realms of the immortals. But the times, which have taken a toll on all of us these past 18 months, have taken a toll on these athletes as well. So it is that it would be, Biles, and that she's been able to express herself so clearly, it gives a bit of an insight into why the games are so great, but why they are also torturous as well. Once every 4 years, in this case 5, and whole careers are defined by what happens in a single minute. The footy conversation, Kane. Oh, I did rather love the flurry you had of footy players as Olympians. That was good fun.
Yeah, so we sort of stole that idea from Mitch Robinson. I'm not sure we've quite solved that issue and whether any of them would be physically able to compete. I think they just make it look so easy. So we solved that with a few factual opinions coming through from those that know the Olympic Games better than what we do. Yeah, it's been a bit of stuff that we've just sort of thrown around today, Jerry. It hasn't been any really meaty sort of breaking news, but we sort of just discuss the level some players are on, and you know, we often chuck around the word superstar a lot. So I thought what we're going to do, we're going to narrow it down to who actually is a superstar in the game, and didn't that get them going? Because I only had Bontempelli, Dangerfield and Martin as my superstars. Of course, that threw up all sorts of debates around Christian Petrarca. A lot of love for Ben Cunnington this morning as well. I just posed the question, has your team overachieved or underachieved on what you expected that they would do prior to the start of the season? And that's my belief as to why David Teague is in a bit of trouble, because of the expectations versus reality of where they are doesn't marry up. And then that always spells trouble for the coach. There's been a few things around the place there, and had a couple of guests on. Matty Rendell stopped by and gave us his thoughts on, you know, where Adam Chera might land, and a bit of discussion about the state of the game. So there's been a fair bit on without having anything like you've experienced today, but that's the beauty of SEN Flip. You know, you can flip over to you when there's a significant event happening at the Olympics. If you want your footy fix, you can flip over to me. It's worked well.
So do you think there's much at stake for Carlton on Friday night, or do you feel like those whatever's in the report is now locked in stone, and they might even have it to contemplate internally before they take the field in that prime time slot?
You would hope they don't flip-flop from week to week. Look, I think they would have seen enough. But in saying that, the Friday night exposure on the national stage is significant. And when you're coming up against a team who is about that level, how you perform, I think, you know, just subconsciously, even if it's not written into the report, will be important. So I do think it's an important game now. I don't think it's going to change one way or other significant decisions they've made about personnel and coaching staff and footy department decisions, but it's just another exposure to prime time, and one the Carlton fans will be tuning into intently to see if there's actually a response, because what we saw in that third quarter was, you know, as bad as we've seen.
I think it's clearly going to have an impact on the Carlton supporter base is to see it exposed on a Friday night. And it'll be interesting. So it breaks both ways. If it's successful, then how's that going to look against the sweep of change that's coming? But if it's unsuccessful, then the thirst for change will grow and grow. And that's been the sample of the week. Hey, I'm with you. We're too liberal with ordaining superstars in the game. I'm with you on that front. I think there are only three, and it's for others to have sustained periods of success to enter that fray and to win the awards. I hope Bontempelli wins the Brownlow this year. It will confirm what's been building maybe across 3 or 4 years now, is to have that ultimate honour to be able to sit alongside Dangerfield and Martin.
Yeah, so then I had the next group, sort of the on the cusp. I had to sort of create my own group, but I had the likes of, you know, Sam Walsh, you know, he's touching it, but not quite there. Hawkins has done it for a long time, but just hasn't quite got to that level. Petrarca could be, but I want to see it during the final. So it's a fascinating one. It depends who you support. It depends how you see it. But I have enjoyed the banter and the interaction this morning. Jared, you got a big last half an hour coming up, and then do it all again tomorrow.
Kane, flip off, mate.
Flip out. Yeah, flip off, Jared.
Good stuff. Kane Cords is running SEN Flip, so the footy conversation never ends. It's great to watch the flow of texts come through, both the Olympic and the footy texts, so that you can choose the best of it. If you're caught up in Olympic fervour, and for an hour today, that's absolutely been the case. Or if you want to obsess over all the matters in footy, we're catering for both. And I think it has, to judge by your thoughts, it's been a masterstroke to have both on the go. It's there on the app. It starts at 10 o'clock every day, and each day we'll touch base with Kane. Ed's on the road. Ed, welcome aboard. Welcome to our Olympics coverage.
G'day, Gerard. I hope you're well, mate. It's just been brilliant the last few days. I mean, I'm a very proud Tasmanian living in Melbourne. And once upon a time, Nelson Mandela actually said, "It always seems impossible until it's done." And if you think about what happened this morning, and I was fortunate enough to be able to watch it, it's just brilliant. But the thing which is sensational is the parents' reactions. And I mean, you know, we're both parents, and all you want is the best for your kids. And if your kids set their minds to do something, you, you really want them to achieve it. And to see Ariane Titmus, the rowers, even Jess Fox, I know it was disappointing yesterday, but it just must be quite extraordinary to have your child standing on the dais at the Olympic Games being the best in the world at what they do. It just blows my mind. It makes me wonder what it would be like to actually have this kind of experience for the parents of sportsmen and women who don't actually have the Olympics but have AFL, cricket, whatever it might be. Because I'm sure they would have a very similar type of feeling inside them about just how wonderful it is. But I got really emotional today when I watched Ariane swim the 200 because it looked like a long way out. She may not quite get there, but then when she came over the top, it was just sensational.
Yeah, it was exhilarating, Ed. Brilliant. So you and I are having the same sort of thoughts at the moment. I might work that into something along the way and touch base with some parents because they are our vessel into the emotions of this Games and they're doing a great job. Ed, terrific call. 1-300-736-736. The medal table for Australia, 6 gold, 1 silver and 8 bronze. The Rebel Sport Olympic medal tally. Supporting dreams. Well, sporting dreams, they start at rebelsport.com.au. I did have the overall up. Yes, here it is. Japan, 11 gold, 4 silver, 5 bronze, 20 medals overall. China, 10 gold. The United States, 9. The Russian Olympic Committee, 7. And Australia in 5th place on that medal table at the moment with 6 gold medals. In fact, the United States and China are now 10 each on the updated version of that. The US have won 29 medals overall. Australia, 6, 1 and 8. 15 medals won thus far. There's a bit to bring you up to speed on. I will do that next on SEN's coverage of the Tokyo Olympics. For Mate Communications, Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN from $59 and 0 online accounting to help you do business, but better.